talking more worky.
Yeah, we don't have to hammer out. All right, ready? Okay. All right, is this it?
3, 2, 1, we're in.
Welcome to Lost Story Studios. This is Lost Story. I'm Bo Fader.
I'm Brockton McKinney.
I'm Jonas Britt.
This is Lost Stories at Lost Story Studios.
Welcome to Lost Story Studios. Lost Story. Welcome to the podcast, Lost Stories Podcast. It's a place where we sit and do art and write fellowship. Comics. There's fellowship.
Ooh, we
here.
Do fellowship. We draw.
We draw. Do commissions. We do commission artwork, and we tell stories to each other. And those stories are interesting stories. And we'll probably get get to a few of those tonight. But first,
let's talk about the commissions we're working on.
All right, what are our commissions?
You guys are working on the Superboys commission.
Yeah, we are working on the Superboys commission.
And also,
it's due by Thanksgiving, and Jonas hasn't done shit.
What?
Oh,
yeah, it's due before Thanksgiving, and Jonas hasn't done shit.
I don't know if that's true.
What? You did all the pencils and you handed it to me and said, ink it, and I haven't done anything. I kind of blame you on that.
Oh. Whoa.
Wait, I thought you just said I didn't do it. I think you just said what it was.
I'm the creative director of Lost Story Studios.
Sure,
he's
you
the art director.
He's the art director.
And he's not telling me what to do.
Well, no, he did. I mean, by your own admission, he did the pencils and said, will you ink this?
Yeah, but I feel like it's kind of his fault that I haven't done inks because I'm like, I don't have anybody telling me what to do.
He did say, he said, do it. Please do this.
He said, do it.
And you said, I will. And then, like,
actually, what I said was, I'll do it. And you said, no, I enjoy inking. Let me do it.
That's true. I didn't say that, but I thought we were going to be here together doing it.
We are. We're here now. We're here.
Right, but I'm not going to do it tonight.
You're not
doing
it.
It's in front of you. You haven't done it any night.
It's literally
right
in front of you.
You don't do it any nights.
It is right here, but I don't feel like doing it tonight.
All right.
Let's do my Thanksgiving.
Hey, that's okay.
Plenty of time.
When is Thanksgiving? Like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks?
Next month, I think.
Next month.
It's always the third December.
Less than
of the
a week
year.
And a half. Nope. Less than a week and a half. I mean, sure. I'm pretty positive. I'm the guy who keeps track of the calendar. Less than a week and a half. It's whatever, though. You guys got it. It's no big deal. It just has to be inked and colored and finished. It's not a big deal.
That's a big piece.
It's a big piece. A beautiful piece. It looks incredible.
Yeah, it looks like
Jonas
awesome
did a fantastic job on it so far. Still in the penciled form.
I don't want to touch it. It's beautiful pencil.
Right, you don't want to mess with it.
Right.
You do not want to mess with it. Understandable.
You know?
Also, we have the Spider Monkey Commission, which is...
We do? It's new to me. This is just happening, folks. Hot off the presses, even to Jonas and I. Spider Monkey.
The monkey is like, it was a Spider-Man. He's tearing the mask off underneath. It's the visage of a monkey.
Never heard of this one.
Tiny, yeah, like a pig nose. Monkey, you guys know we talk
what
about
the monkey
fuck?
With a pig nose.
That's due.
Is that Bebop or Rocksteady? I can't remember which one that is.
Well, we'll work that out later. There's no reason for us to.
It's the one with the Bible.
Worry about that tonight. We've got all night to finish it.
Okay.
So
all night.
Yeah.
Speak for yourself.
I will.
Goddamn.
I'll speak for me.
You
finish
are
a pig monkey. I don't even know.
So anyway, other things coming out from Lost Story and other people like Action Lab Comics, who we love. Is M Theory 4, Brockton McKinney and Larkin Ford's comic book put out by Action Lab Comics. Larkin, you have something to say about it?
I do. He's living in France. Last time I talked to him, he had made a hut of turd and he lived in it with his girlfriend.
Yep. What else are you gonna make a hut out of?
No, there's nothing else. He's like, that's what I mean. Yeah. He's like,
people in France don't live they live in huts.
He's like, first 15 nights, no hut.
Right.
Because
you have to
nights,
shit a lot.
You're making the bricks to build the hut.
I hope he's got a good fibrous diet.
He does. He said he does because they're just eating hen feathers.
Oh,
God. Constantly. They can't catch the hens, but the hens shed upon being chased. And so they're just shoving those in their mouth at night.
And they're just shitting feather bricks. A house will see light.
It's a light. It's a breezy house.
I hope a strong
no wind. Windows, but I you hope, can feel a light breeze at night.
I hope a strong wind doesn't come along.
We all do.
Wow.
Poor Larkin, a cartoon wolf.
Yep. So that's M34.
M34 is coming out 1 week on Wednesday's comic book day, right?
Yep.
And then the trade, M Theory trade, the first four issues, are coming out in January.
February.
I'm
they
sorry.
They switched the date. No, yeah, they moved it. There's a new marketing team.
No, I wrote that down.
We're really pushing it. Yeah, it's
well,
like
February is the second January. So
it really is. It's always considered the second January of 2014.
So you were right.
And a wraparound cover, big ass, badass
awesome.
Wraparound cover.
That sounds awesome.
Our new colorist, Christopher Hanchy.
Yeah, he's a real bastard.
Yeah, he's a dick.
Not a nice guy.
I hate that guy.
I think we talked about him last time.
Fantastic artist, though.
Not really.
No.
That's pretty good.
I like it. But I'm colorblind.
You know, I don't really like the way I don't like that he draws so well, is what I don't like.
Oh, that is it. Yeah, you always dislike
I'm always like, man, it's too good.
You would have already inked the Superboys thing. That's what you're always thinking.
Right. All right, I'm like, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Moving on, so it doesn't focus on me and my laziness. We have a couple cons coming up in the before the new year and after the new year. We have the Charlotte Comic Con, and that's put on by Dave Henson and Rick Fortenberry. Two awesome dudes.
I love them.
I call it Fortenberry's WonderCon. I don't know why, but it's funny.
It sounds good. Yeah, and we love Dave and Rick. They're just
we've been with
them forever. They're just like awesome guys.
They've
supported us from the very beginning.
Yeah, man.
And they're old school friends. So,
yeah, old school guys.
Charlotte Comic Con coming up in December.
Yep, and then we have the Mini Con put on by Heroes.
They are hard to find for you.
Hard to say. It's hard to say. Finding them is easy. Saying it is difficult. Heroes aren't hard to find.
Yeah.
Hard heroes are easy to find. And that's what I like.
Right.
Coming
up in January.
Yeah. Sheldon Drum is an awesome dude, man. Yep. He's a Nick Fury of comics. I don't know. It's like that's the only way I imagine.
I mean, Nick Fury is comics.
Well, that's true.
He's like a real
He's a real Nick Fury.
Yeah, sure.
Comics.
Old school Godfather of comics.
Yeah, awesome dude. And we really like him a lot. And he's been on Charlotte Mini Con, and we got invited to that. We're really pleased and honored.
That's it.
And
rolling on.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we got more things.
Oh,
man.
Is
more
there?
Things. Yeah. Visit us at LostStoryStudios.com. Find Bo Fader at Facebook or Twitter, or Brockton McKinney at Facebook and Twitter, Jonas Britt in a corner crying himself to sleep. We'll talk about it later.
That's
trust
a point
me.
Of contention.
We'll get there. Don't worry.
I'd rather not get into that quite so early in the show.
And then one more thing is Death
it's
Curse 2.
It's always something, isn't it?
Yeah, it's always
it
something.
It is always something with you. It is always something.
Yeah.
And there's always that guy.
Right.
Anywhere you work.
Yeah, anywhere you work. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The other thing is Death Curse 2. Working on that. We're waiting on a cover right now.
Ray?
Right? Ray, where's my cover?
Ray, where's the cover?
Yeah. Awesome artist, Ray. How do you pronounce his last name?
Arzeno.
Ray Arzeno is doing our cover. Yeah, I'm sorry if we slaughtered your last name, Ray. It's
close enough, Ray. Yeah. Come on.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Give us a break, Ray. He's doing our cover for Death Curse 2. We're super psyched. We saw the pencils for it. It looks fucking awesome.
Blew my mind out.
Yeah.
So melted my penis out.
We're heading that way, man. We're waiting on the cover, and then once that's done, we're done. We get it out. So please follow us with that. If you like the first Death Curse, you can pick it up still. It's a radical comic.
Twitter, Facebook, you name it, Instagram. I got a Tumblr.
Yeah, me too.
I don't use it. Whatever. Let's just get into this shit.
I'll tumble for you.
I'll tumble for you.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
All right, ready?
Running into the show.
Okay,
right. What's the first story?
So what was the thing about the circus you were talking about? What text?
Well, it's like a text thing. I know, yeah. Well, he's texting me.
We're talking about
Poe's texting me.
We're talking doing a text segment where we talk about all the texts we send each other. And I was telling you about that we went to the circus last night. And
you and your daughter. You took your daughter.
Yeah, I took my daughter. Yeah. And
he and his daughter's wife go out to the circus. And like the yesterday, he texts me and says...
I say, Brockton, I text him because I got handed a bunch of tickets to the circus. The Shriner Circus.
Yeah.
Right? And I handed a bunch of tickets and I'm like, I said...
It's too many tickets.
It's like is like 18 tickets. It's like
too many. Too many tickets.
Wow. I literally got to the circus and I was like walking up and down the rows. People were walking and I was like, do you want tickets? They're like, no. poor people with like sacks on their feet. They're like, no, I don't want
your goddamn ticket.
Tickets. Yeah. I have tickets. Of course I have.
They're eating the stem of a rotten apple. I don't care.
You're like, carrying garbage bags and eating like popcorn. And I'm like, do you want a ticket here, poor person?
No.
Like, of course I got a ticket.
Shit, no.
And so like,
So he texts me and he says, do you want to go to the circus? I said, Buff Vader, I can't go to the circus.
Let me say, the exact text that I'm going to regret asking you this, but do you want to go to the circus? I have a bunch of free tickets.
Because it's a foolish endeavor. Yeah. My wife is a crazy animal activist, and she'll have nothing to do with circuses. Yeah. Of course not.
The way they treat the animals. You know.
Right, because they treat animals pretty badly.
And it's
a Shriner circus. And I say, I'm not allowed to go.
I'm like, bullshit. What? And I'm like, and he says, because of the animal cruelty. Right. And I went last year, and maybe I got there late. I don't know. But there were no animals. There was the dogs in the ring. Yeah.
Shriners. They don't have the budget.
They drive little tiny cars.
Yeah, yeah.
Elephants and tigers and all this shit that you see.
That's like big time, right?
That's big time. Right. That's big money. Shriners spend the money on themselves. God knows.
They got
clowns
and shit.
I don't know what they do. They spend the money on kids and all this stuff.
So he sees none of that. Yeah. And he says to me, it's a Shriner's circus. Yeah. And as far as I know, there's no animals. He's like, one act, there's some dogs or whatever, which would be enough for my wife. She's like, I don't give a you're not going to have dogs. He's like, but it wasn't a bad thing, but they were just like having fun.
Yeah,
giving them little bone biscuits.
Yeah, giving them bone biscuits.
Whatever. Had a great time. I said, well, man, if it's some kind of like ethical treatment of animals, circus, then maybe we could be swayed, you know, like, it's not me, I'm just not allowed, you know?
Right.
No,
that's totally understood.
He says, can I bring Maddie, your daughter, can I bring Madeline, you know, your daughter? And I said, no, you know, there's no way my wife is going to agree to this.
And
he wants to, because he's like, this is a godfather. He's a godfather of my fucking kids.
18 tickets.
18 tickets, what the fuck am I going to do with these tickets?
I'm like the Scarface of Shriner tickets.
He's just snorting tickets.
Can't even give them to the popcorn goblins.
Hello
and the bags
to my little 18 friends of tickets.
He didn't know what to do with them. I said, all right, man, do some research. Show me the name of the circus. Let's check it out.
It's
a Shriner circus. So he sends me the name. I Google it. The first photo that pops up is a man whipping 6 tigers in the belly. The tigers are like laid back and he's just whipping the shit out of them. There's a look on his face like, oh, I just love whipping the shit out of tigers.
I was like, that does not happen.
He did not remember the tigers. I'm like, I was crying, tears in my eyes.
I don't know.
I took a picture of it on my screen of my fucking, I took a picture of it with my phone on the screen. I said, God damn it, man. The first picture
first
when you got home screen is a man whipping the bellies out of tigers.
That is
like 6 fucking tigers.
Oh, that is how it's a Shriner circus. It's North Carolina. No one
could
has
be a stock
tigers.
Photo. Could be a stock
photo. Stock
image.
Photo. Exactly.
You never
what it is.
Know.
Thank you.
And
you
he
know.
Said that. He said, probably
you're
a stock
right.
photo.
Yeah.
I never
circus
saw it.
Photo.
I said, I don't care. I can't sell this to her.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of
but
whipping.
But Bo told you
a lot
that
of whipping of 6
year.
Tigers. He did say it didn't happen
didn't
last
happen
year.
Last
but
year.
I was like, this year they've claimed to whip 6 tigers' bellies. And I can't. I
like,
no. I'm not even going to try. I won't say
I
a fucking word to her.
Sure.
You know
I'll
what I mean?
I'll take my
like,
kid.
No.
I'll, well, fine. I'll take my kid.
He's like, I'll do it. I've got 18 tickets. I've
Might
got 18
well.
Tickets. I'm going no matter what. These tigers' bellies are getting whipped no matter who.
There's no tigers.
I didn't buy any
there's
guys.
No
yeah,
tigers.
He's like, there's no tigers.
I walk into the circus. Everything's cool. It's fine. It's full of mutants like every fucking circus is. Not the people working in the circus. With the people visiting the circus, terrible.
That's not any better.
Everything is like,
no.
I'm like,
it wasn't the carnies, it was the carnies.
It was the pre-carnies.
Awful
people.
It was like, I'm not a germaphobe or anything, but like, I didn't want to touch anything. I was going to say that.
Right.
I got some fries. It was like they were mummified. That was like so crazy.
Mummy fries.
I got mummy fries, and they were terrible.
Yeah,
it tasted like poison. I did. I was like, I'm going to kill. And so I gave my wife. And like, so we're like, you know, sitting there, we get our final seats and we're all happy and shit. And like, waiting for all the stuff to happen. And they roll
lights
out.
Lights
come up. Music happens. The ringmaster's like, you know, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the circus. And we're all like, yeah. And they're like, and the first act is, tiger whipping. I mean, really, it's like, they really roll tigers into the, they really roll tigers into the fucking center ring and like whip the shit out of them. It was horrible. It was like exactly what is, I was like, this is Christmas.
You can't. Hey, man, it's exactly right. What they advertised.
It's exactly what they advertised.
As advertised.
We'll be right back after these messages. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that segment was called Texts That We Send to Each Other and Make Fun of Each Other With.
I like so, that. That could be a thing.
That could be your thing. We might come back to that.
We can come back to that. That one might not make it. But that's a good
idea. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, who knows? This could be like three podcasts for all we
exactly.
know.
Exactly. We're cutting shit up.
Yeah. We're
so, anyway. Yeah. So, keep your eye out for that. Show coming up.
It's coming around.
January.
Okay.
All right. So what's next?
Okay. I got a story.
All right.
I'm not listening.
I don't want to bore you guys with some shit you've already heard, but I am going to.
Too late.
I know you've already heard it, but it's okay. Because it is a holiday tale.
Ooh. Well, the holidays are coming up.
So, everybody knows the story of how Billy Ocean and David Lee Roth get together every Thanksgiving to have a Thanksgiving turkey dinner in a haunted castle in Romania.
Whoa, I've never heard
you know that.
That
story. That's a classic. It's
sounds great, though.
Yeah. It's like, that's just what they do. There's basically no more than that. That's the end. That's the period on the end of the sentence.
Wow, that was a great story.
But what you do not know is the story of when Menudo showed up as well.
Oh, what?
Whoa. Okay.
It's like a special episode of Scooby-Doo.
Right? Yeah, and you're like, what? Okay, so, 1984.
Mm-hmm.
Van Halen puts out one of the best albums of their
1984.
Career. It's called 1984.
Yeah, pretty
best album of
their career. Oh, were you not saying the year?
Well, I was saying that is the year and also the album.
Oh, okay. Both. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. David Lee Roth.
Yeah. My boy.
Your boy.
Mm-hmm.
Your boy.
Yeah.
Both of you. Huge.
Yeah, huge.
Right.
Yeah.
No Van Hagar in here.
DLR.
Fans. I'm a lot. 50-50 Van Hagar. I'll go. I love Lee Roth, and like you guys make me like feel like that I'm not like David Lee Roth, but I am. But I also like 5150. So it's a great album to me. So, but this is before that. This is 1984.
Yeah.
Fantastic fucking album. Fantastic fucking year.
Really
height. Yeah. Right. David Lee Roth, 1984. He's drowning in pussy. He's sitting in a hot tub. There's bitches all over him. They're like, they're just licking him. And
This is in Romania?
This is not in Romania. This is like California.
Hollywood.
This is California.
He's
LA, baby. Sitting in a hot tub. He's having a good goddamn time. They're like
sounds
all over him.
Like it.
He's like, hey. He's like, hey, baby. He's like, why don't you take those long fingernails and scratch my nipples completely off?
Oh,
Jesus.
No one says that.
David Lee Roth says that. He was like his big thing.
He's probably so frustrated and bored sexually because, I mean,
he's done everything. Yeah. He's done everything.
You have to
take those long fingernails, scratch my nipples off.
Yeah.
And she says, yeah, I can't wait to scratch them off.
Oh.
And she like starts to go at it. Yeah, and he looks at her back, and she's got like a little tattoo on the shoulder blade.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure.
And it was so this is 1984. Not people didn't have tattoos like you know like everybody had tattoos. This is like you know rock stars had tattoos, but the layman people just normally didn't have tattoos.
Sure.
And so he's like, hey baby, what's that tattoo? And he looks at it. It says, "Dear David Lee Roth."
Huh.
Hmm. What does that mean?
I invite you.
Oh, there's more.
Oh yeah,
that was it.
Oh. That was a singular.
I thought I was with you, Jonas.
Right? Yeah. No, I didn't go quick enough.
Tattoo.
Yeah. So, Dear David Lee Roth, comma.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, maybe she's going back to the shop next week to finish it out.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah.
He's like, "What's that?" She's like, "It's not finished."
Don't read it.
Just stop. Let me scratch your nipples off. Okay, so he looks at it, and he's like, what is this? Dear David Lee Roth, comma, I invite you for Thanksgiving dinner at my castle.
Wow.
Sincerely, King Penlover. And then a phone number.
King Penlover. Tattooed and he's like, his phone number on this woman's back.
On her shoulder blade. He's like, what the... You know, he's like, oh, what? I mean, I don't know.
No, that was
like
good. That was great, man.
That was pretty terrible.
He's like, I just want to... You know?
Yeah.
And I can't believe it. Meanwhile, 4,000 miles away, Billy Ocean in a Radio Shack. He's walking through Radio Shack.
This is 84. I mean, Billy Ocean's pretty popular right now.
He just... This is like the height of... Honestly, like, look it up. This is like the height of, you know... Caribbean Queen.
Yeah.
Like, just come out. Like, Van Halen's already established.
Sure.
Sure.
This is Billy Ocean's year, but it hasn't even hit yet.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying? He's in Radio Shack. He's walking around. He's looking for, you know, tapes to record mixes for his friends of the stuff he's done.
Okay.
You know? And he,
Billy Ocean has a small studio at home. He's just making mixes on. Look at this, guys. Just made a song called Caribbean Queen. Check it out.
And that's kind of what sparked it. That's like that's what's gonna like spark his career. Right. He's been doing it. He's been doing the R&B thing since the 70s. But like this is like really when he's like really starting to kick it out.
Okay.
He buys his own tapes. He brings in a block of tapes, throws it to the technician.
Okay. Says, I believe you're confused. Make me
a bunch of mixes, you know.
Okay. There's a technician at Radio Shack.
I don't know how to use these two tape decks I've got to record.
No way. Listen, the technician at his studio, they're like, we're going to have you in. Let's do some songs, Billy Ocean.
Okay. Right.
So let's do some songs.
His brother is...
It could be his brother in the studio. They're like, let's do some songs. They're knocking out songs. They seem pretty popular. Like, these are good songs, man, but they haven't made it yet. You know, you're making a name for yourself, but it hasn't happened. He's like, would you mind if I made... a couple mixes for my friends. They're like, why don't you pick up some tapes from Radio Shack? Okay?
I feel like Billy Ocean didn't have to pick up tapes himself.
There he is in 1984 in a Radio Shack buying the fucking tapes.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
you know?
Yeah,
I mean, the situation speaks for itself.
No, it does.
I don't know what else to tell you.
And I know this is all fact, so.
It's all fact.
Yeah.
It's written down.
So he hears the sound. It's like... and it's one of those little... claw arms that you control, you know, with the two like joysticks or whatever that was like super popular
toys.
In the 80s.
Sure.
Yeah,
little stuffed
animals. Totally. He's like, it's like kind of going crazy moving around. He walks over to it, it has a card in its hand. This was like you could buy it in Radio Shack in the 80s. It was pretty small,
I totally remember, very small. They're called like Armatron, something like that.
I think that's the name. Armatron, like, goes over. He pulls the card out of the Armatron's hand, and it's the exact same note that David Lee Roth
had. So
is there skin? It's a woman's skin?
No, it's not, but it does say, Dear David Lee Roth.
Oh, weird.
You know? I don't know. Why did it say David Lee Roth? It's like a printing error, because, like, I mean, they sent out a bunch of the card. Who knows how many cards they sent out? And they were all supposed to say something different.
Well, if they all said David Lee Roth, you would assume it'd only be one.
It would only be one.
Yeah.
Surely, I feel like, you know, King Penlover would be like, hey, did you get all the stuff done today that I asked you to do? And they were like, whoever's doing his...
For sure.
Was like, yeah, absolutely. I sent out all the David Lee Roth shit. And he's like, what do you mean all the David Lee Roth shit? I asked you to, like, make sure the notes were sent out.
Right.
To all the different people.
And he's like... Ooh.
I thought that I was supposed to send the notes to all the David Lee Roths.
Plural. He's like, King Penlover was like, I specifically requested a tattoo on the first one. So, like, why in God's name would the card be, you know, but whatever.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah,
but it's marked out, you know, it's a printing error. Let's call it like a printing error.
Yeah. Right.
It's understandable. Right.
So he pulls it out of the Armatron and he looks at it and he's like, it's got the same phone number. Both men. At the same time, call the phone number. Both of them get the same recorded electronic voice.
It's 84. I mean, I don't think there's call waiting yet.
There's no call waiting. Oh. No, surely. Yeah, they both call at the exact same time, right? One of them gets the the other one right. gets the thing. I don't know. Within an hour of each other, whatever the hell right. it is. Yeah, they both call. They get a robotic voice that says,
he picks up and he's like, Sally, how you doing today? Can you patch me through to 392, please?
No, it's not.
Calling Romania tonight.
It's not fucking Mayberry. They're not
back. Sarah, can you get me over to Castle what?
Castle. No, they're not pulling cords out or whatever. They get a robotic voice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Both of them get a robotic voice. Mm-hmm. And the voice says, you know, meet me at the airport. I want to take you on a ride. Don't make me laugh.
That's a terrible robotic voice.
Not, wow. It's exactly the voice.
I thought you were doing like a racist Mexican thing.
No, I'll do it again.
I thought you were doing a child singing underwater.
I think I can do it better. It's like, so it's like, they call, so D-D-D-D.
Could I try?
The thing in. Yes.
Meet me at the airport. I need you to come to see me, David Lee Roth.
Bam! Wow. That's it. Dead on. Okay. God damn it.
All right.
All right, Britt nails it. So like, yeah, that's it. That's the voice they hear. And both of them are like, I can't turn this down. I don't know what this is. I got to do this thing.
Sure, of course. I mean,
yeah. So they show up at the airport. They get on the plane. They both fly, you know, 4,000 miles from each other. Boom, boom. Both of them hit down Romania, same time. Get out of the plane. Walk down the staircase. They get to the thing and, like, they walk out together. The only two people on the tarmac walk out. It's David Lee Roth, Billy Ocean. And Billy Ocean looks at David Roth and says, holy shit, you're David Lee Roth. And David Lee Roth says, who the fuck are you?
Oh, to Billy Ocean.
To Billy Ocean.
That's fair.
Billy Ocean's like, hey man, come on, I'm Billy Ocean, or whatever. And he's like, whatever. They look over onto the tarmac. There's a man standing there in a suit and a ski mask holding a sign that says Roth Ocean.
Wow. Roth Ocean. Who's that?
That's David Lee Roth and Billy Ocean.
Oh.
Follow the story, Jonas.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about a person named Roth Ocean.
No, yeah. And that's what they thought initially. Yeah. They didn't even like step forward. They were like, who the hell
is Roth Ocean?
They wait, it's me and you.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
They didn't use a comma again. Should have been a fucking comma.
Yeah, even a period would
work. Yeah, that'd work too.
Well, full names. I mean, you got one goddamn sign.
Yeah.
Right.
Spend a little time on it.
Exactly.
So dude's got a black ski mask on and a tuxedo holding this sign. And, you know, and they're like, that's obviously for
us.
Is
it, like, really cold out? Why is he wearing a ski mask?
It's cold.
It's Romania, dude.
It's Romania, yeah. They're breathing
Romania is, by nature, cold as shit all the time.
Absolutely, and they're breathing steam.
I don't know that for a fact.
He's breathing steam. That's, yeah. So they
out the ski mask.
They walk toward, there's, like, a limo waiting for him.
Okay.
It's a very small limo.
Yeah, Romania.
Mm-hmm. And because Romania doesn't need like a big limo, so they walk in, they get in the limo, they sit down or whatever, they drive them, and they're coming up, they're like driving down this like rocky path up toward this giant castle. They look out the window,
Wow. Giant
castle. It's huge. It's like a beautiful like stone giant like you know towers, spiraling up gargoyles. There's all this fog. It's like kind of you know like evening time, twilight. It's a blue background with like. Just like weird mist and the towers are kind of like popping up through the mist or whatever.
Yikes.
There's a light on a couple of windows, but it looks weird. There's a giant fucking drawbridge. They get to it. The drawbridge drops. It's beautiful. Both of them are in
awe. Sounds
kind of
scary.
But it is. But both of them are creepy. Billy Ocean and David Lee Roth.
And amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. They're both in awe. They don't even say a word or whatever. Yeah. They're just like dude driving, wearing the ski mask, drives them in the front door.
That would be off-putting to me.
I felt the same way.
Yeah.
Just reading it in the textbook, I was like, I'm getting a little bit scared.
You're it's a textbook. Reading it in a textbook?
I read it in a textbook. Well, I spend a lot of time in libraries.
Oh.
I look through a lot of stuff, whatever. This is just like one of the...
Library.
What? Libraries.
Libraries.
Yeah, you'd love them. They have books in them. You'd love them. You'd love them. So I'll take you. It'll be great.
Okay.
You really will like them. Because there's like tons of these things called books.
Okay.
I'm flipping through it, and I hit this chapter, and this is the one I was in.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, this is kind of scary with the, you know,
it's
creepy.
It.
They get out of the car, they walk in, the guy with the ski mask, like, you know, come in, or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're like, kind of, okay, all right. They all walk in.
A little apprehensive.
Yeah. It's a little bit scary. They walk into the main hall room, and there is a giant banquet table with like food across it and like all these like, you know, cups of mead and like it's this beautiful
cups of meat.
Mead. Uh-huh. And mead. There's mead on the plate.
Oh, cups of mead from honey.
Mead.
That's
mead.
Right.
Delicious. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just like all lighted. It smells great. The whole place is lit by candles. Yeah. There's a big, like a spiral staircase leading up on the right hand side.
Like a huge roasted turkey with grapes and apples. And
that's it, exactly. Shit. Exactly. The roasted
turkey.
Suckling pig with an apple. Two. There's turkey. Yeah. There's pig. Turkey's on the right side. Pig's on the left side. Ends of the table. They're like, oh, it looks great. Smells great. You know, it looks fantastic. So they turn to their benefactor, the guy who brought him in. And he's got the ski mask on, and he takes off the ski mask, he pulls it off, and it's Paul Simon.
What?
Oh,
hello, people, from last week.
It's Paul fucking Simon.
Paul Simon.
And he says...
wait, yeah, because Paul Simon was...
he was. We know what happened to him. Mexico. Yeah.
Right.
That's a little later. Yeah,
that's 87, though. This is 84.
84, right.
Oh, this is... Pre
that. So tune in last week if you need to know what happened to Paul Simon.
Don't tune in. Just listen to this.
This is a prequel.
This is a prequel. Yeah. In many ways. This is a story. This is a Thanksgiving story. Just happens to have, you know, it's same, a coincidence. Yeah, it's a coincidence.
Yeah, sure.
And so,
wait, are we talking about Paul Simon, the Democratic nominee?
We are not.
Okay.
We're talking about the musician.
Okay, just
yeah.
Clear.
No, you're right. Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's good to like
same time
differentiate.
Frame. Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. So Paul Simon pulls off the mask. They say, oh, you know, David Lee Roth's like, why were you wearing the mask? And and Paul Simon.
I'm assuming they two would probably know each other.
They're in like, the music kinda, they're just like, you know, that's what he knows him the minute he takes it off.
Yeah.
He's like, why were you wearing the mask? He's like, my mouth gets cold. I'm trying to protect my mouth. You know, he's like, so
But a ski mask doesn't protect your mouth.
Yeah. Well, it was like, the ski
that's
mask,
like the only thing it doesn't protect.
I didn't describe the ski mask well enough. It was like a ninja mask.
Oh.
Only the eyes.
Okay.
Only the eyes were apparent. Right. You know, only they were exposed.
So that would change the story a lot because, I mean, it's like cooler to say a ninja picked him up at the grocery
store. Right, but he had like a tuxedo on, so I didn't want to, like, you know, you get like
ninja.
The thing where it was
tuxedo
like, he's got
ninja,
tuxedo
yeah.
ninja. That's
that.
Cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Next tuxedo time ninja. I tell it, let's just start it over. Next time I tell it. So he's like, so Tuxedo Ninja pulls it off, Paul Simon. And then they say, he's like, I'm just trying to protect my mouth. It's okay. Very important to me.
Tuxedo Ninja Paul Simon.
Tuxedo Ninja Paul Simon says, I'm
mouth.
Just trying to protect my mouth. My vocal
which
cords.
Will come back to bite him in the ass. He didn't protect it well enough, did he?
He's like, the vocals are very important to me. I don't want anything to happen.
It makes me feel really bad knowing what happens to him later.
I should have, maybe, you know, it's like, I wish I could have told him backwards, but I can't. It's like,
yeah, okay,
late.
No, it's good.
He says, I don't want anything to happen inside my mouth to mess up my vocals.
Oh, no.
He really said that. That's weird.
Jeez.
He says it. How ironic.
I know. He's killing me. Poor
yeah,
Paul.
So he pulls off the mask. They're like, oh my God, Paul Simon. He's like, I am Paul Simon. He's like, and this is, you know, he's like, welcome to Kingpin Lovers, like, palace. He's like, I wear the ski mask. I didn't mean to scare you. I just don't want anything to get inside my mask.
By the
way,
I'm really into these Hall & Oates guys. If you're not.
No, he hasn't said anything about that yet. No, come on.
No,
come on.
All right.
That's a stretch.
His mouth is
welcome, welcome, one and all.
One and
continue.
All.
Continue.
One and all. So, he says it's long. He's like, I just wear the mask because I don't want anything to get inside my mouth. Mess me up. Mess my throat up.
Right.
So he disappears.
Right.
David Lee Roth looks at Billy Ocean and says, this is fucked up, isn't it, man? You know, Billy Ocean's like, ooh, I can't, yeah, but I want to get some food.
I feel like these are terrible.
Wow. I'm not, you know, doing...
You're not a rich little, huh?
I'm not a rich little. I do neither impressions nor sniglets.
He's more like a rich hall.
That's a rich hall.
Whatever. So they walk in, they sit down.
Get your riches right, man.
They
when
sit
Paul
down
Simon
the table.
Opens the door and lets you in. The draft is called a Bohibo.
That's a terrible thing.
That's so terrible. That's worse than me fucking.
Nobody
up.
Even knows who
that's
Rich
worse
Hall
than
is
me.
Either.
No, nobody knows.
It's great.
Yeah, Google that and okay. You'll still not laugh.
No, you'll Google it and go, oh, that's what he meant. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Google sniglets.
All of a sudden, they're like, holy shit, yesterday.
Could you imagine?
The Google search for Snicklets
went crazy.
Could you imagine
three people.
What would happen? What, you imagine what is on Google Images when you Google Snicklets?
Rich Hall is like, yes!
Three people Google Snicklets.
Oh my god!
Okay, god damn it, let me get back into this,
will be
please.
Red flagged by the government if you Google Snicklets in 2013. Because I'm sure there's some awful shit.
There is.
With the name Snicklets.
That's true, yeah.
Please, let me continue.
Okay, okay,
Jesus Christmas, we've had enough of a break right here, okay? God damn it, I gotta get back into this.
When you take a break.
You take it forever. It's called a bracatus.
That's terrible.
Okay, so I don't know. Jesus. Okay, so they're standing there, they sit down, they start having, they're like eating some of the turkey, some of the ham. It's delicious. Mm-hmm. They're eating it, and they all of a sudden they hear like a song coming from the staircase. We are Menudo.
Oh shit, I forgot about Menudo. That was their best hit.
Yeah, and they're like, they're walking down the staircase. Here comes Menudo. The entire group, mm-hmm. all five of them, walking down. We are Menudo.
Okay.
Menudo. Right. And
that they're like, pretty creepy to me.
Yeah.
It's like pretty creepy to them. They're like, holy shit. You know, like, you didn't come in the front door, you came from upstairs. So they all sit down with them, and Menudo comes and like fills out the rest of the table, and there's like one seat missing or whatever. And they're like, David Lee Roth's like, hey, what's going on, guys? And they're like, nothing. We're just Menudo. Everything's cool.
Right.
And Billy Ocean's like, oh, it's so nice to meet you. Like, we're, you know, I like the same kind of like pop music that you like. Menudo's like, that's great. It's nice to meet you, too.
Wow, yeah. Cold to Billy.
Totally cold.
Cold
to both of them.
Yeah.
Both
I feel like Billy is a little colder. I feel like.
All of a sudden, Paul Simon walks out.
Mm-hmm, of course.
He says, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you King Penlover.
Oh, finally.
King Penlover walks out. He's got like a cloak mm-hmm. and like it's like got fur on it or whatever. Uh-huh. And he's got like a staff that he's
wow.
like click, clack, clack, clack. And he walks up and he throws the hood off. And they're all like, and he's like, King Penlover, it's me, King Penlover. Or, as most of you know me, Crispin Glover.
Whoa.
Crispin Glover, the King Lover.
Holy
everybody's like,
shit.
Oh, what the fuck? You know, it's
Crispin
Glover.
Glover.
It's Crispin Glover. He's
wow,
wearing the thing.
Weird.
He's got the staff.
I don't even
super
know if
fucking
that's,
weird.
He's pretty young.
He
yeah,
is. He's super
really
young.
Young.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's
wow.
super young. And he says, he sits down, he takes a seat, he pulls out his, like, a throne kind of chair. He sits down, and he's like, Billy Ocean, David Lee Roth, how have you found yourself?
Weird
and they're like, yeah, and they're like, we're going, this is great, why have you called us here?
Yeah.
And he's like, I have a business proposition for you. And they're like, oh, great. And he's like, Paul Simon, would you please put your foot on the table?
Hmm.
And Paul Simon kind of looks at him like, this is not usual.
This is out of the ordinary.
It's out of the ordinary. Paul Simon puts his foot on the table, and he's like, move it closer to Menudo.
Huh.
And so they move it a little closer, and two of the guys from Menudo, like, take off his shoe, take
yeah.
off his sock. It's a bare foot.
So they're familiar with the, yeah, they know what to do.
Sounds like it,
yeah. Right. They're like, okay, sure.
The ritual, whatever this ritual is.
It's the
that,
ritual.
Yeah.
They're like, then we know it, or whatever. And he's like, would you do me, Crispin Glover's like, would you do me the favor of painting Paul Simon's toenails?
Oh, God, thank God.
Oh, yeah.
I thought they were gone. I thought he was going to
And then they
the
immediately
off.
Cut Paul Simon's toenails
oh,
off. Jeez.
God.
What? Menudo
That's
pulls
exactly
out a blade and pops off the big toe from Paul Simon. And like the other, from across the table, one of the other members of Menudo is like, perfect! And Crispin Glover stands up and he's like, Menudo is all robots!
Oh.
And they're like, what? And all the Menudo robots are like, nyah, nyah,
oh, God,
nyah,
it's terrifying.
Nyah. And they take the toe. Paul Simon's like screaming. He's like, ah! Ah! Blood
yeah.
spurting out of his toe.
Oh, he didn't know.
Yeah, he wasn't in on it. Holy shit.
Did you not know Menudo bots? Oh my God! Did you not know Menudo bots were there?
Jeez, Paul Simon had a tumultuous decade
God.
In the '80s.
No wonder we barely see him anymore.
Yeah.
He's missing a toe. His mouth has all been jizzed in. That's horrible.
God, what else happened?
All right. Yeah.
God, so he says,
suspense here.
So they pull his toe off, and Paul Simon's like, at least it wasn't in my mouth. He like kind of falls back or whatever. Oh, and they take the toe, they take the big toe, the one robot takes the big toe and throws it into the other Menudo's robot's mouth on the other side. And it like bounces around in his mouth, and he like, and it just falls out. There's no throat. He's like, just like falls out of the mouth. It's like a robot thing or whatever. And both David Lee Roth and Billy Ocean are like, what the fuck is going on? Why would you do that? And
he was like, losing my mind.
And Crispin Glover walks up to the guy from Menudo who the toe bounced out of, grabs him by the hair, and just pops his head off.
Oh, pulls it in place.
He's like, I just wanted to show you that they're robot. There's no throat.
Right, yeah. whole
demonstration. Cutting, like, mutilating, brutalizing a man was just to show them.
Wow.
That he's like, because.
A robot doesn't have a throat.
Would you really call Paul Simon a man at this point?
Yeah.
For what because we know about him?
He says, because. And he pulls out, like, a case and puts it on the table. And he opens the case. And he's like, I can switch out the heads with El DeBarge.
Oh,
and he sticks their head on there. He sticks the head of one of the guys from El DeBarge on there. Same fucking dude.
Wow.
Dude. Holy shit. He's like, I can switch all the heads up and turn these people into DeBarge, you know. And he's like, so what if these, David Lee Roth, what if these, Billy Ocean, were your backup singers? What would you pay me to be able to switch the heads out into any backup
David
singers
David Lee Roth
you wanted?
Could have a robotic Van Halen, and Billy Ocean could have
a Billy Ocean?
Just like five Phil Collins.
But Phil Collins and Billy Ocean never did anything together.
They could have. That's exactly what happened. Billy Ocean was like,
I'm
out.
Billy Ocean had five Phil
Billy
Collins.
Ocean's like, I'm out. Yeah. Billy Ocean's like, I'm out. I don't want to do it. He's like, no way. I won't. I don't like this. I don't like the robot Menudos. He's like, I'm
gone.
Wait,
who's talking now?
It's Crispin Glover.
That's Billy Ocean.
Oh, this is terrible.
It did
terrible
sound like Crispin Glover. God damn it.
Pat Benatar.
Yeah, it could have been Pat Benatar. But it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
It was Billy Ocean. Billy Ocean says, I don't want a part of it. I'm walking away. And he says, he takes off his sweater, and he wraps it around. It's like a tourniquet.
Foot?
Yeah. It's because the foot's like bleeding. And
toe's been severed. I bet it's spurting. Probably can't even walk.
Like Hall & Oates in his mouth.
Yikes.
So,
last week's podcast.
Paul Simon says, it's like a bad dream, you know?
Yeah.
And Billy Ocean's like, we got to
get
out of
this Mexico
dream. He didn't say anything about Mexico. He's just like, you know, he thinks it's like all gone bad for me.
Right. Yeah, he's right. Blood loss, man.
Yeah, he's blood loss. It's like, this is a bad dream.
Sure, of course.
And Billy Ocean's like, we got to get out of this dream, you know? He's like, yeah, it's no problem. He's like dragging him or whatever. And David Lee Roth's like, you know, I will take these Menudo bots. Fuck Van Halen.
Whoa.
I'll do my own thing. I want to go solo, you know, or whatever. Yeah. And Crispin Glover's like, yeah!
Is that Crispin Glover's plan all along is to make David Lee Roth go, to break Van Halen up?
I don't know, but it seems like it at this point, right? He was like, he was going for one thing or
Crispin
the other.
What Crispin Glover have against Van Halen?
We'll have to ask him that.
Yeah.
But so he's like, you know, Crispin Glover's like laughing, and Van Halen, David Lee Roth's like laughing or whatever. Van Halen's broken up. They're pulling him out or whatever. And they see, you know, Paul Simon looks at Billy Ocean and says, how are we going to get out of here? And Billy Ocean's like, where's your vehicle? He's like, there's my car over there. He's like, well, let's, you know, we got to get out of this dream and get into my car. And, and so he pulls Paul Simon, he puts him in the back of the thing or whatever. He's like, we're out of, you know, there's no more nightmare. We're out of this dream. We're into my car. He steps into it or whatever. And then he looks into the rearview mirror and, you know, Paul Simon's kind of like looking at him there and he's like, get out of my dream,
baby.
Get into my car, the backseat, baby. Get out of my dream, baby. get into my drive yeah. off into the fog, into the moor, into the night.
So he sings it right then and there. It just like hits him.
It hits him. I guess it hit him. I guess he's looking at him because like
he's
Paul dead. Simon's
he's got
like,
it. He's like epiphany.
And Paul Simon's like smiling, like at least it wasn't my mouth. So they get in and then they're driving away into the moor, into the fog. They're gone. They disappear. The taillights, and they look back in the night in the rear view, and they see David Lee Roth and Crispin Glover, and all the Menudo bots are standing around them, kind of crouched in a football position, just like butt naked cocks hanging out.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's it.
What did if Billy Ocean if they jumped in the car? Was their luggage still in the mansion?
Yeah, all the stuff was still in there. All the clothes, everything. Everything, Billy, all his tapes, all the mixtapes he made for his friends, still in luggage.
Well, how the hell is he going to get out of Romania?
That's the thing. Paul Simon's toe amputation never solved. They didn't figure it out. Like, they got to the airport, they told the story. The Romanian police were like, he's bullshit, and put him on a plane. Sent him back to America.
Paul Simon, you're high on the grass.
Paul Simon, you're lucky it was just your two and not your myth. You know? That's what they said. That's what they said.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, and we'll catch up with you next week. Don't forget, Bo Fader, Brockton McKinney, Facebook, Twitter. Hit us up. Jonas Britt.
Just leave it out.
Self-addressed stamped envelope to Jonas Britt at Lost Story Studios. The only way you can get in touch with him.
There you go.
Yeah,
the
only
mail
answer.
Mail
the only answer is what we call mail. Hard mail. Hard
mail. That's M-A-L-E. But yeah, please send him some of the mail, people.
Yeah, please.
Make him happy.
Yeah.
That's all he gets. That's what he lives for. He's like an old person. He's super happy to get the coupon mailers he gets. Yeah, I mean, like, he's like, ooh, look at this. My grandson wrote me a letter.
It's a Werther's original.
I got my grandfather sent me $10 off of Pizza Hut. You know, he wouldn't know it's not here.
He's got Pete sauce and, like, fire tender. That's the only thing
he likes. Pete salsa. And fire tender is all he gets.
That's all I get.
That's all he gets in there. Anyway, thanks for listening, and we'll catch up with you next week. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.